Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we're doing the Nesiva Shalom on Chanukah. The Gemara on Shabbos Chaf Aleph on the Beis asks the following question. This is page Yud Aleph in the Nesiva Shalom. My Chanukah. The Gemara says, what is Chanukah? And the Gemara answers by describing history. The Tana Rabbanan b'chafei b'kislev yom ha'Chanukah k'shenichnesu yivanim lehechal timu kol hashvam shehechal. They defile the oil, as the story you all know. They found a small vial of oil. Skip a couple lines, the story you know, just bringing out the most important parts of the Gemara. L'shana acheres, next year, kavum v'asam yom tovim. They made it for a yom tov. The Marsha writes, 10 lines in, maybe mashikos of Haran, shelafichach, korum Chanukah, klomar, chanu b'chafhei. The Ran describes that Chanukah is a shortened version of resting on the 25th. Umashma shemifar shelas ha-gemara mei Chanukah, lama nikra shmo kein. The Gemara was asking, why is it called chanu b'chafhei? The Kasa Allah Marsha, and the Marsha writes, what does it mean to rest? V'nira lefarish, so the Shiva Shalom explains, did Nikras Chanukah al Shem Chanukas HaMizbeach? It's called Chanukah not for the reason of simply they rested on the 25th, but it's called Chanukah because they reinstituted the Mizbeach. And therefore, the way to read the Gemara is as follows. V'loka amar hacha mai Chanukah, first word on the line is Nikris Chanukah, and it's not called mai Chanukah, ela me'ezen neis kavu oso lahadlik boneros. The question was, mai Chanukah, why is it that we celebrate the Chanukas HaMizbeach? Va'al ze me'shiva ha-Gemara, and the Gemara answers, because of the miracle of the Pach HaShemen. So, according to this approach, based on the Marsha, the Gemara is asking not why is it called Chanu B'Chafei, but rather the Gemara is asking why is it that we commemorate Chanukas HaMizbeach, and we answer because there was no oil. Now, the Rebbe begins this piece with a question, 5 lines from the bottom. Madua, it happens to be underlined in the edition that I photocopied for you. Madua be'emes nechshav neis pach ha-shemen l'neis ha-ikari. Why is it that the miracle of the oil is the primary thing? V'arei l'chora neis ha-nitzachon b'mofamohu gam yoser gadol. The miracle of the military victory, where we were ma'atim who won against rabim, that should have been the Gemara's answer. So what the Rebbe is going to do is he's going to develop that Chanukah we celebrate less the military victory, but we celebrate more the light of the Chanukah menorah. And the question is, why? And that's what he's going to develop. V'yesh levara inyin alpi madam rinam b'medrish reish bereishis shadorish es haposik v'oretz ha'isasoyu v'avoy v'choshech ha'pnei asam. There's a very famous medrish that says that in the beginning, in the initial stages of the world was in bedlam, sayuvavayu, and there was darkness. And Chazal darshan that this refers to 4 galios that we went through. Va'aretz ha'isasov vohu, that's the galos of Bavel. And that's so. Vohu is galos madai. V'choshech, and darkness, ze galos yavan. Second column on page Yud Aleph. And we're going to focus on this. Shechshichu einem shal Yisrael b'gzei rusan. That they darken, Yavan darkened the eyes of Klal Yisrael with the gzeiros. So now, the period of the Yavanim is somehow, for some reason, our eyes are darkened. What's the tikkun of that? The tikkun is the menorah. He says, the Rebbe says on the last 2 lines in the paragraph, V'yesh levara inyan, v'ha'etza achas l'kol eli. And what does the pasuk then say? V'aretz ha'isasov v'voy v'choshech al pnei asam. V'yoymer l'kim yiyar v'yiyar. Koyach ha'or goyver al kol ha'klipo shebegolios. It's this power of light, not just stam light, But the light of Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, that's the way we overcome Yavan. Vihine. Next paragraph on the bottom of Yud Aleph. HaKosav Kore the Golos Yavan Choshech B'chol Golios HaYukashim Yuchadim. Every Golos is difficult. The Golos Yavan HaTor HaMiuchad Shelah Hu Choshech. There was a particular darkness that Yavan brought. Ki hamelchama shalem oisem nekudezu lahachnis chashkus bayehudim. What Yavan wanted to do was not destroy us physically, as we're going to see on the next page in Yud Beis, but rather they wanted to darken the light that was inside of us. What is darkening that light? Four lines from the bottom of the page. V'golos Yavan hosekosha mikol ha-goliyos minyin zeh, sheratza linatek et Yehudi michelko belokei Yisrael. To somehow separate us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a classic piece of Chassidus where the Nesiv HaShalom is taking the idea of the candle and making it deeply, deeply symbolic. That the candle represents the aura of the world, and our struggle, the ner of the ner Chanukah, represents our struggle against Choshech. Turn over the page. The Chol Gzeiros HaYavanim, and the proof to this, is that when the Greeks made their decrees, HaYimuchuvanos L'inyin Zeh, it was directed in this direction, L'natek Es Kesher Bein Yisrael Hashem Yisparech, to break the connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachein Gozru Al Shabbos Milav V'chodesh. And they chose these three things, Shabbos and Mila and Rosh Chodesh, Shehem Ore Ora HaMe'irim Nishmas Yehudi. Because these three things bring particular light to a Jew. Shabbos, Yabris Vakesher Bein Yisrael Hashem Yisparech. Shabbos is the oath between Klal Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael. Mila, Nichraso Ola Yugimu Brisos. All the promises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Avram Avinu and his descendants are all connected to the Bris Mila, which is about our emunah, because a bris doesn't make any sense. For a father to do a bris to his child doesn't make any sense. But that represents the emunah that we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do something that doesn't make any sense to us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads us as a people, l'malam anateva. It makes absolutely no sense that you and I are learning Torah today in Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh. The history that your grandparents went through to bring you here today, every single person, wherever you're from, whether you're Sephardic or Ashkenazic, it's a massive miracle. All of that is represented in the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Avram Avinu to do. Milu nechusu ala yudim bris, v'chein inin chodesh, hu kemamaram Yisrael monim levona, that Klal Yisrael counts its calendar according to the moon, shezemora ala kesha b'neim Hashem Yisparach, because it represents our unique kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that no matter what, even when the moon is gone, we know that's going to come out again, that even when things seem dark, notice the word dark, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there with us. Let's go to the next paragraph. V'zeh she'omrim ba'odo al nisim, and that's what we say in al nisim, k'she'omda malchus yisavar n'harishah l'amcha yisrael ashkicham tarasef al v'imre v'ritzonecha. Ha'yivanim lo bikshu l'chalos ha'gufim. The Yivanim did not want to destroy us physically, Ela rak hishkicham tarasecha laviram michuke ritzanecha. Skip. So that's clear. They didn't want to destroy us physically, in contrast to Haman. They wanted to destroy us spiritually. Skip down to the word laviram michuke ritzanecha on the first column on the page with more words on it. 10 lines from the bottom on the first column. V'lochein, kishenichnasu yivanim lehechel, lo bikshu davar, they didn't want to do anything except to defile the Mizbeach. Notice, they didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They just made it tameh. Rak letameh kol hashmanim hamiyudam lalos har menorah. Particularly, they went after the menorah. Why? Ki yadu she'or ha-menorah hu mekor ha-or ha-mer l'kol Yisrael. That the menorah represents the koach that we have to fight through all of the darkness. Skip the next paragraph of Ulashana Acheres and go to the bottom paragraph. Vahatam. Vahatam lama be'emes nes ha-menorah hu nitzchi. And why is it that we consider the menorah something that is the nes ha-menorah so eternal for us? Ki nes chanukah hu ha-nes ha-achron l'fnei gelusa basra. The Nes of Chanukah is the last. It comes even after Purim. That's the last thing before what?
Vayihi Or.
That's the last thing. What did we see on the other side of the page? We saw Ba'aretz Ha'isasayu V'vayu V'choshech Al Pnei Atahom. And then what does the Pasuk say after that? Vayomer Lekim Yiyar. The last Galus is going to be the darkest, and then is going to come the light. So the last Galus is the Galus of Yavan, where our struggle, and all of us who are from the United States, if we are honest with ourselves, we recognize that the struggle is so, so powerful, and that is that the culture just wants us to assimilate. And the culture dims all the beauty and the uniqueness of a life of Torah. And so that galus of Yavin continues until today. And that's why the menorah becomes more important than the actual military victory. The military victory was more miraculous, on the one hand, but what's most critical for us is that it is a Yom Tov that still stays with us. In the paragraph above, the Rebbe explains why it stays with us. I skip that. It still stays with us, and that is the Koach of Chanukah that's with us for today. The Rebbe in the paragraph above pointed out that there were many miracles that we don't make into Yom Tovim. For example, Sancheriv came and he surrounded all of Yerushalayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was about to destroy Yerushalayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that Sancheriv Melech Ashur and his soldiers all became blind and they ran away. But we have no Yom Tov that commemorates that. And the difference between the two, between those miracles that become a Yom Tov and those are not a Yom Tov, the Nesiv HaShalom explains, is it's only the days where that miracle became a part of that day forever. So Sancheriv's event was a historical event, but it didn't become part of Klal Yisrael forever. The Nes of Chanukah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Or of the menorah into our generation as well. So when we light the menorah, what we're doing is symbolically bringing the Or, that light, to the Choshech that is surrounding us. That's why, the Rebbe continues on the last line, on the second paragraph, L'chein, Nisher L'doros Chelek Zeh Shalones. That's why the emphasis is my Chanukah. Why is the Chanukah Samizbeach so important? It's not the military victory. That was a historical thing. But what is the Chanukah that's for us? Kedei lohoyres achoshech apnei asom shel agos haruka. Vizu tshuva asa gemara l'shelis my Chanukah. That's what the Gemara is answering. The Gemara says, why is the Chanukah Samizbeach so important? Because of what the Pach HaShemen represents. It's not the military victory. We had the military victory, which was even a greater miracle against Sancheriv. It's telling us that we still have that light that the Yevanim wanted to take away from us. What does it mean that we still have that light? So the Rebbe continues on the top of the last column, and he says that the Ramban understands the pasuk that says that in Parshas Baloscha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Aaron, Bahaloscha es haneros, when you light the neros. So says the Ramban, it's a separate commandment that was given to Klal Yisrael for the generations, not only when we have the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban amazingly says that the mitzvah for generations was that one day we're going to have the candles of the Chanukah menorah. And the candles of the Chanukah menorah is a continuation of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Take a look at the top of the column, of last column. Umefarish Ramban, the Ramban explains, Shenitzchios HaMenorah Hibat Lakas Ner Chanukah Shu Hemshech Shel Or HaMenorah. It's an extension of the menorah. V'zehu Shelcha Kayim La'ad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asa Es Inin Menorah Nitzchi Al Yidei Chanukah. The menorah is eternalized through Chanukah. Why? The reason for that is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that you will still have, even when you're in Galus, you'll still have the light of the menorah. What does the light of the menorah represent? The light of the menorah represents the fact that Klal Yisrael could always find in itself, no matter what's going around it, can always find the light of Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, in the last galus of Chashu Einayim Shel Yisrael that still applies today, where we come from a country where there's 75% intermarriage rate, there's darkness all around us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you could continue the miracles of the Beis HaMikdash. It's inside of you. You still have that. And that's what you're going to be celebrating on Hanukkah. You're going to be celebrating the fact that when it seems that there's no Kedusha, you could find that Pach HaShem, and you could find that Kedusha. We spoke about this on Thursday night. The miracles of Hanukkah all came about because Klal Yisrael didn't compromise on its ideals. And I gave examples from 50 years ago, both with Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal and Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. And that is what we're celebrating on Hanukkah. What we're celebrating is not the history. What we're celebrating is the present light that of the menorah that still exists. In other words, that we still feel the light of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we're doing when we're lighting the menorah. And therefore, Hanukkah is not a celebration over the historical event. Hanukkah is a celebration of the Koach HaOr of the ultimate Galus that still is with us, that ultimately is going to chase away all of the darkness that's around us. Yeah?
So why did a...